Your Steve Jones Show podcast audio is loading. Steve Jones Show podcast sponsored by Kratzer Insurance Agency, Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland, and online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Kratzer Insurance. Mount Pleasant Mills in Northumberland. Auto Home Life Business Insurance. A service and price means something to you. It means everything to them. That is Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. I'm in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Care, it's 1115 Hummel's Wharf. Kevin Herr is back today, thus the spike.
No, I did not score a touchdown. There was no celebration. There was no spike. I didn't want to get a 15-yard penalty for the show.
Yeah, well.
But it's nice to be back with you.
Well, it's nice to have you back. So, well, I'm going to do a couple things today. And I want to open the phone lines and talk to the fans about their experience in the stadium. And this is how I want to phrase it. Okay. You're the ones who buy the tickets. You're the ones that pay for parking. You take your hard-earned money, and you can spend it any way you want. Okay? If, you know, if you want to go out and get yourself a new patio, you can get yourself a new patio. If you want to go out and get yourself a if you want to go out and get yourself a new deck, you need a new deck. Or if you want to go out and buy yourself Penn State football tickets, you can go out and get yourself Penn State football tickets. Well, you elect to get yourself Penn State football tickets, which means you also elect and you got elect to get parking and things like that. So my question to you as the consumer is, okay, now you're in the stadium. You can't control the winning or the losing, so that part, you know, obviously is off the table. If you had an opportunity to sit down with the people at Penn State and they asked, you know, and they looked at you and said, how can we make the stadium experience better? What would you tell them? How can they make your experience better outside of the winning and losing? And I'd like to hear. I mean, you're the ones that buy the tickets. 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. That is the number to call. 800-795-9565. Again, you buy the tickets, you park, you have decided that, you know what, a portion of my money is going to go here because this is where I want to be entertained. Okay. So the question is, how can they make the experience better for you? The other part is, what's your cell phone service like in the stadium? Has it improved? Is it the same? Does it need to be improved? That's what I want to know from you at 800-795-9565. The legendary Bill Campbell passed away at the age of 91. Called the Phillies. He called the Sixers. At one point, the Eagles. And Penn State. In 1987, I had the privilege of working with Bill Campbell. It was Bill Campbell, John Grant, Scott Fitzky, and me. We were the broadcast team in 1987. I, of course, was the number four guy. I was the pregame with Joe, postgame with Joe, halftime, scores of other games, things like that. That was my role. Bill lasted five games and then decided to step aside, and Lanny Fitteri finished out the year. But Bill Campbell had a legendary career, and I even though it was a brief period of time, thought the world of him and really enjoyed working with Bill. What a nice, nice man. And he had some great, great moments, like the 1960 NFL championship game, but also he was the guy who had the privilege of calling Wilt Chamberlain's 100-point game at Hershey Park Arena.
1 minute and 1 second to play. He has 98 points in professional basketball. I'll tell you, that's a lot of points if you're playing grammar school kids, isn't it? Garen misses another. He's on the line again. Here it is. It's up. It's good. 167 to 146. Now let's see if they foul somebody quick. Rodgers throws long to Chamberlain. He's got it. He's trying to get up. He shoots. No good. The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Chamberlain. He shoots. Up. No good. In and out. The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Ruckley. Into Chamberlain. He made it. Take a few minutes. He has 100 points, ladies and gentlemen, with 46 seconds left.
Bill Campbell passed away at the age of 91. It may have been 27 years ago, but I enjoyed the few months I worked with Bill Campbell very, very much. A class act in every sense of the word. 800-795-9565. You buy the tickets, you go park. How can they, you know, you get there, how can they make your experience in the stadium better? That's what I'd like to know. And you're the consumer. This is just, you know, this is like an on-air suggestion box today. And I want to hear, you know, from you. How can they make your experience better? Yeah. And after that, the ball's in your court. Yeah, I'm sure there are times where you've walked out of there and says, well, I wish they would, or I wish they wouldn't. Well, here's your chance to say, I wish they would, or I wish they wouldn't. At 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. Clayton Kershaw gets the ball tonight. He of the 1-5, or check that, 1-4 postseason record with a 5.05 ERA. On the next step to greatness, he has to perform on this stage. He has to. I mean, if you were to sit down with me tonight and say, look, you know, you have a choice between two guys to pitch, okay, Clayton Kershaw or Doug Fister, I would grapple over the decision. You're like, Doug Fister? You know what Doug Fister's record is as a starting pitcher in the postseason? He's 4-1. Now, he's 4-2 lifetime as a postseason pitcher, but one of them was a relief appearance. Okay? Well, they need vintage Kershaw to show up. 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565.
Steve, I want to get your thoughts on something interesting here that I dug up in just a couple of minutes.
Okay. Andy Benes, Ed Figueroa, Scott Kazmir, Rick Reed, Rick Rushel, and C.J. Wilson all have this in common with Clayton Kershaw. They've all started 7 games or more in their postseason career, and they all have ERAs over 5. Kershaw is one of them. Robert in Mifflinburg. Hi, Robert. Thank you for listening and for calling.
Okay, Steve. Good to hear you. Long-time listener, long-time Penn State fan. How to improve? whose brilliant idea, well, you can't answer, you probably don't know, the brilliant idea of ceasing the tailgate on Saturday's game in the Jordan Center? That's one of the nicest venues to have people coming up to see what's going on, and now they're not going to have it anymore.
Right, yeah, they're not doing that anymore. I do know that. But again, this is an on-air suggestion box, so I'm not going to defend anything they do or don't do. This is your opportunity to tell us, Robert, how you feel about something, and we're going to do this as an open on-air suggestion box.
Okay, well, here's my feeling on it. A couple months ago, you talked about how nice it was that the Jordan Center bringing some pictures and memorabilia from the museum and placing it around on the concourse in the Jordan Center. And here, that's one of the nice things. Yeah, otherwise, you go up here to a sterile place. It's like any other stadium around. The facility we have is beautiful, and it's like a barn. It's just sitting there.
Okay.
And that's my feeling. I think that taking away the other thing, my feeling, is exorbitant charge for $4 for a bottle of water.
Okay.
I know the vendors have to make money, and I understand it's a business, but that's ridiculous. Right. $4 and $5 for a little glass of lemonade. And the program, $5 for the program now. A couple years ago, it was $2.50. Mm-hmm. And it just seems that the fans are having to put out more money. If you have a family of three children and you and your wife, it's a few bucks to go to a football game now. And to fill the stadium seats, I understand that this money needs to be gotten for expenses, but boy, a family, that's tough on a family. And I just want to say, you got a good show today. Does a fan like to hear and see? Perfect. But Steve, that's my feeling. I think the fans are forgotten a little bit now of the amenities that's available.
So let me quickly review. Bring back tailgate.
Right.
Dress up the stadium a little bit more in the concourse bowl areas, correct?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then more reasonable pricing on especially water and liquid beverages.
That is correct. Those three things all the fans can utilize that and would gladly pay money, but the exorbitant prices now, that you succinctly took care of what I would like to see happen as a fan.
Robert, thank you very much for the call. Thanks for listening as always. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome, Steve. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Well, that gets the ball rolling. Again, you're the one that pays the money. So how can they make your experience in the stadium better? 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. How can they make the experience in the stadium better? What are they doing now that maybe they shouldn't do? Or what are they doing or what they aren't doing that maybe they should? How can they make your experience better? At 800-795-9565. Brought to you by our great friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills, and Northumberland. On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, got to go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to insurance, let's face it, the options and the sources keep changing. It gets confusing. Do you really know what you're getting? Better yet, do you know what you're not getting? Save time and save your mind with a simple call to the Kratzer Insurance Agency of Mount Pleasant Mills or Northumberland. For 51 years, the Kratzer Insurance Agency has been keeping the Susquehanna Valley insured and protected from whatever comes our way. If your policy is up for renewal, or you suffer the disappointment of cut-rate insurance deals on the internet or over the phone, then listen. Don't sacrifice personal service. The Kratzer Insurance Agent, your independent agent, has your best interest in mind. Of course they have competitive prices.
Hi, this is Kim Ebright. Call us, stop in, or visit us online at KratzerInsurance.com.
Standing together against whatever. Family, friendship, security. The Kratzer Insurance Agency.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by our great friends at Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland, auto, home, life, business insurance. If service or price means something to you, guess what? It means everything to them. It's Kratzer Insurance, Mount Pleasant Mills and Northumberland. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin will be talking later about the car he's driving this week, which the police have already tracked down. All right, so what?
I think it has a theft anti-theft device in it, too, as a matter of fact.
Yes, and Sunbury Motors would like it back. All right. This is one out. Do they know you took this one?
I thought they did, but now I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I'm not so sure either. All right. Our weekly chat about the Eagles, and then back to our topic of the day after that at 800-795-9565, which is, look, you're the consumer. You go into Beaver Stadium. How can they make the stadium experience better for you? What are they doing that they can improve on? What aren't they doing that maybe could help? 800-795-9565 is the number. File that away for a moment. We talked to Brandon Gotten, who is from BleedingGreenNation.com, about the Eagles. Brandon, welcome. It's great to have you back.
Hey, glad to be back.
Okay, so 4-1, there are no style points in the National Football League. So through five games, what is your evaluation of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I almost don't know what to say. I don't even know what to make of this team sometimes. You know, they're 4-1, like you said, but it has not been pretty. They come into a game last week where they're easily the favorites. They get out to a 34-37 point lead. Everything is looking good. Looks like it's going to be a blowout. You know, the Eagles are back on track. And then, you know, Nick Foles, turns the ball over and the Rams score 21 straight points to make the game close. It almost looked like they might have been able to even win it there at the end, but you know, the Eagles held on. So it's really kind of hard to get a good gauge on the team at this point. I think there's reasons for optimism when you look at the fact that last year they played their best football down in the stretch. They were 7-1 in their last eight games. You know, maybe it's going to be the same thing this year where they're going to play their best football at the end of the year. And if you start off with a good start like they have, and they're not playing their best football, I mean, that only bodes well for the future if they can right the course.
All right. Everyone, I think, that whether they cover a team or they're the fan of a team, have preconceived notions of what they think going into the year might work and also what they're worried about. So for you, what preconceived notion did you have that hasn't panned out? And what preconceived notion did you have that actually has panned out?
I think, you know, you look at just Nick Foles, and I think he was a big concern entering the season just because he had this great year in 2013. He burst onto the scene, 27 touchdowns, two interceptions, but you knew he was going to regress to some extent. So you were kind of worried to see, you know, is he going to be bad? Is he just going to take a slight step back? And so far, you know, they played five games, and he really only had one good game in those attempts. So you kind of want to see more from him. And then, on the other hand, a thing that you didn't even worry about at all but has been a concern is just the run game, with LeSean McCoy really not being effective at all. And part of that is because of, you know, the injuries up front and the offensive linemen not having the right players up there, such as Evan Mathis and Jason Kelce, run blocking for McCoy. But even when McCoy does get the chances at times, there's times where he's just not making the cut, he's not making the defender miss like he did last year. So those are two things. And then as far as an area that, you know, you thought would be a concern but isn't as much, is probably, well, the safety position. I mean, Nate Allen is up and down, but you add Malcolm Jenkins, who is something of a question mark in the offseason. You know, the Eagles brought him in as a priority free agent, but a lot of people wondered if, you know, he could be the guy, and a lot of people wanted someone like Jarris Bird or T.J. Ward more. And it's funny because Jenkins has pretty much been the clearly better player so far.
Brandon Gotten, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us. And let's talk about special teams. Usually during the course of the year, you'll win a couple of games because of special teams. Do you feel like they've already done that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're the first team, I believe, since 2002, Baltimore Ravens, to score on punt blocks, return for touchdowns. And, you know, they really just have a fantastic special teams unit. You have to give a lot of credit to special teams coordinator Dave Phipp, and not only just that, but really Chip Kelly, because the team practices special teams more. I can't say more than any other team because I don't have the evidence to say that, but I think there is a clear emphasis on it. And, you know, at the end of the Andy Reid era, I heard that they didn't really practice special teams a whole lot. It was kind of just the thing they did, you know, once the practice is over, and it's like, all right, now we put the special teams unit on the field. I think this is an area that Chip really stresses. And you saw it in free agency. On the second day, they signed guys like Chris Maragos and Brian Brayman. And, you know, you have this core group of guys, Brayman, Maragos, James Casey blocked the punt. Brad Smith is a good veteran on special teams. Even a rookie addition, Trey Burton, blocked the punt last week. So you just really have a lot of these guys who are, you know, they're bottom-of-the-roster guys. They're not going to contribute so much on offense and defense, but they're making plays on special teams, and there's a lot of value in that.
I always felt when they had Jackson at one wideout that Jeremy Maclin was an excellent balance on the other side. Macklin's had to step up, be more the number one guy. What about balancing him on the other side? Is there enough balance for Nick Foles to work with when he goes away from Maclin?
You know, I think you have Maclin back, and I think he's doing well, but I think, you know, you really are struggling on the other side because you have Riley Cooper, and he just hasn't been that productive. You know, he's just not quite the threat that someone obviously like DeSean Jackson was to go deep. However, you know, you saw on Sunday that what he can do is be effective in the red zone. That's what he needs to do. He needs to go up and get those jump balls, and he has the ability to do that because he's big and he's strong. He can get out there and fight for the ball. So it was an encouraging sign for the Eagles to see that out of him. But really, it's just been a disappointment so far this season. You almost wonder, you know, if the Eagles would like to bench him, but there's really just no option behind him to replace him. So, you know, when you have him next to Maclin, I mean, that's a lot of burden on Maclin in terms of having to produce and being the number one guy, because he really doesn't have a solid contributor outside of him.
You know, a lot of times Brent Celek's the kind of guy that, you know, with a team that was McCoy and Foles and Sproles and Maclin, they used to have Jackson. He didn't give a lot of ink along the way. How good has he been?
Who is this now? Sorry.
I'm talking about Brent Celek.
Brent Celek, you know, it's weird because he's such a tough player, and I think it was only 2012 where, you know, he kind of had a down year. The whole team had a down year that year, but, you know, especially him. And he didn't find out till after the season that he had been playing through his sports hernia through the whole year. You know, he's just really a tough guy. You never know what kind of injuries that guy is playing through. He takes big shots all the time, gets up, you know, never stays on the ground. I think he's only fumbled once in his entire career, maybe twice. I mean, he's just really tough. And, you know, the production hasn't really been there with him. And he only had three catches for 15 yards coming into this game, and all of those were accumulated in week one against Jacksonville. And that's exactly the stat line he had against the Rams. It was three catches for 15 yards. He does look a little step slow. You see Foles throwing to him. He's kind of overthrowing him at times. But I think where you really value Brent Celek and why he continues to get more of the snaps than, say, you know, Zach Ertz, who's probably a better receiver at this point in his career, is because of his blocking ability. And the Eagles like to run the ball, having it so effective. But you really, as a blocker, because he's a lot of experience, technique, and everything, not only as a run blocker, but as a pass blocker, is being that offensive line.
What status of the guys up front there? I mean, you talk banged up offensive line. I mean, any hope, Road, that changes?
Yeah, I mean, week 10 is still the target date for Evan Mathis, left guard.
Okay.
That's actually the earliest he can return by rule because he's right on injured reserve designated to return. They can't activate him until week 10. He can start, I believe, week 8. And then you have Jason Kelce, who is actually still in the active roster, so he can come back whenever he's ready. And I saw an interview with him today where he said that he believes he's ahead of schedule. Now, you know, a lot of athletes always say that when they're hurt, so you never know how truly ahead of schedule he is. But that's certainly an encouraging sign. I would expect both of them to be back by week 10 against the Carolina Panthers. That is a Monday Night Football.
All right. Okay. Now let's get to the New York Giants. The Giants, many thought would be a 5-win team this year. They still might be a 5-win team. But they played lousy in the opener. They should have beaten Arizona. They gave that game away. And they've been brilliant their last three with Eli Manning throwing 9 touchdowns and just 1 interception in the 3-game winning streak. What are some of the keys to the Giants game on Sunday night?
I think, you know, you have this Giants offense that scored, I believe, an average of 35 points or so in their last three games and only have allowed an average of 17 in the last three games. And hey, you look at that, they're just playing good football right now. They got Odell Jr., he won the first round, back last week. Andre Williams is running for them at running back, I think, with Rashad Jennings being injured. So, I mean, they have some young players contributing. Eli has obviously not been nearly as bad as he was last year. You have this new offense. You know, the Giants are looking good. I think, you know, they're not without their flaws. I think, you know, they still have some issues. You know, they did struggle a little bit there against the Falcons, who really aren't a good road team and really have a bad defense. Eventually, you know, they got hot and they won the game, but, you know, they needed a comeback to do that. So I don't think they're invincible by any means. You know, I think the Eagles need their biggest players to step up here. I think Nick Foles has to be better. I think he has to hit open receivers, which is something he hasn't been doing. I think he needs to really take control of this game. And I think LeSean McCoy, same boat. You know, he has to step up. You know, there's times where he's not getting the run blocking and he's struggling, but there's going to be lanes and there's going to be opportunities, and he might not be able to always break out for the big play, but if he, you know, he could just stay consistent and take what's there in front of him, I think they get this thing moving, and I think that's a good way to get the offense back on track.
Brandon Gotten, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us. When you look at Sunday's game with the Giants, what's a matchup that you really like for the Eagles, and what's a matchup that concerns you?
As far as the matchup that I like for the Eagles, I mean, you have to like Zach Ertz, I think, going against the Giants linebackers. I'm not sure the status of Beeson right now, but, you know, I don't think they've had Ertz as involved as they would have liked to in past weeks because they're not comfortable, as I said earlier, with his run blocking as someone compared to Brent Celek. But I think, you know, he really needs to be more involved in the passing game, especially when Foles is struggling to get the ball to some of his outside receivers. You know, I think he can really work the middle of the field here and, you know, provide some solid gains. And then as for a matchup I don't like, well, we said it earlier, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. is back and, you know, Eli's playing decent. So you have these Eagles cornerbacks who are really struggling. You know, Bradley Fletcher and Kerry Williams both gave up big plays last week. And even the safety help wasn't great there. It's not just them. So you have this Giants passing attack now, and you kind of wonder how, you know, the Eagles secondary is going to be able to keep that in check.
How interesting is it to nitpick about a 4-1 football team?
You know, I think that's a good question, because you look at this team and a lot of people are trying to take away from them, you know, oh, there's this concern, oh, there's this concern. You know, like I said earlier, this time last year, Well, they got off to a 1-3 start, and they rebounded and got to 2-4. But you know, there was a much worse looking team, and you never saw them breaking off 7 wins and 1 loss in the final stretch. You know, if they can play well down the final stretch here, and you have the bonus of already starting off 4-1, like I said earlier, I think that just puts you in a really good spot. And I think, you know, it really starts with this week. It's such a big game for the Eagles here. Yeah, they win this, they're 5-1. I think they kind of quiet some of those doubts about being a weak 4-1. They would be 2-0 in the division. That would be huge going into their bye week with a big win over the Giants. Now, this is the week, I think, where they really need to show they're a legitimate team. They're not just, you know, lucky to be 4-1. They're actually a deserving 4-1, although, or 5-1 if they even win.
Brandon, as always, great thanks. I enjoy the segment with you every single week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Glad to be here, too.
Brandon Gowden, BleedingGreenNation.com. We'll come back. Kevin Herb breaks down the interview as only he can on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay, our topic of the day at 800-795-9565 is how can they improve the stadium experience for you? You pay the money. You pay to park. You can take your money and you can do anything you want with it. You have a bunch of money. If you want to take it and say, for example, go out and buy silver at $17.50 an ounce, you can do that. If you want to go out and you want to put a patio in, go ahead, you can put a patio in. Or you can say, I want to take my money, I want to go see Penn State football. You've elected to go see Penn State football. Okay, so you pay, you make your donations, you pay to park, you pay for gas and everything like that. You can't control the winning and losing part. I understand that part. Okay, so that's the part that in the end I think makes it memorable. But at the same time, what can they do to make the stadium experience better? Now, Robert called in the opening half hour, and he said, let's see, he gave three things. He said one was bring back tailgate. Number two, dress up the concourse areas a bit with Penn State football memorabilia. And number three, the price of water or lemonade, he thinks, is too high. Okay. And again, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to, this is not going to be a debate. I sit in the best seat in the house. I don't experience what you experience. So I want to hear what you experience that you like and want to make better. Or that you don't like and want to make better.
Steve, Jason.
Jason.
Yep, you saw that too. Okay.
I got this. Okay. Game day experience at Beaver Stadium, Jason said, is great overall. What I would improve would be all stadium seating with a chair back. Incorporate a changing station for cell phones. Excuse me. My apologies. A charging station for cell phones. I went to the restroom, saw people huddle around a receptacle charging their phone. I've never really had a cell service problem at Beaver Stadium. I would like a fiber optic light for the first down mark. Okay, that's something that college football, the NFL's talked about that. They haven't even done it yet. Or a laser showing the first down mark. And keep up the good work and so forth. And we all know the other guy doesn't carry the weight of the show.
Sean did a really nice job filling in yesterday. I thought that was just unfair, Jason.
So that's what, you know, so again, that's where I'm going with the show. I mean, this is an on-air suggestion box. Jason thinks the overall situation of the stadium's great, but he'd like to see charging stations for cell phones.
That's a great idea. And I, although I have had some cell phone problems, it was probably about 3 years ago. So it'd be interesting to see if I took my phone there, if I would notice anything. I couldn't even get a text to go out at an Ohio State game that was a night game several years ago. So it'd be interesting to see if that has improved with the with improving of or the number of cell phone towers that have gone in over the last 3 to 4 years.
They put in cell phone towers above the press box, and they put in one behind Medler Field, Lebrano Park, next to the scoreboard.
Yeah, I would think that has to make a big difference. But I do like the idea of a charging station. You're starting to see those now in malls and a lot of public areas where you know, where people are, you know, parks and even things like that, you're seeing cell phone charging stations.
So far we've heard Tail Grate needs to come back. We've heard that beverage prices would be great if they came down. If they dressed up the concourse area with Penn State memorabilia and a charging station for cell phones. All right? So you go to the stadium, even if it's a season ticket or once, how would you like to see your stadium experience improve? What are they doing or not doing? 800-795-9565.
Business and CBS Sports Radio. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and on WKOK.com.